Blog Talk Radio.
And today's guest is Bill Gabbert, and Bill is the CEO of the franchise opportunity Jungle Quest. And Jungle Quest is an exciting indoor adventure climbing center for kids typically ages 2 to 12 and provides a safe, fun environment. Good morning, Bill. Welcome to the show.
I'm here.
Hey, Bill. How are you? And joining us is Don Johnson, who's also the president of Diamond Financial Services of New Jersey. And Don works with prospective franchisees when they're ready to finance their franchise. And I know you wanted to say hi, Don, to Bill.
Yeah, Bill, hi. I appreciate you coming on the show. It was nice meeting you at the IFE show down in D.C. recently.
Yeah.
And, you know, Marty and I both feel that you really have a great concept with a whole lot of potential. And we're, you know, very excited to hear all about the franchise today.
Absolutely. Yeah, Bill, I want to thank you for, again, coming on the show today and congratulate you on the Jungle Quest concept. The Jungle Quest in Littleton was voted the top place to have a children's birthday party. And since opening the doors in 1994, you've had over 350,000, I love the terminology, you call it explorers, and served over 10,000 birthday parties. And, so Don and I are really excited about your franchise concept. Can you tell our listeners where you're calling from today, Bill?
Yes, I'm calling from Denver, Colorado.
Nice. Beautiful state.
It is beautiful today.
And I know you guys had a rough winter there too, Bill.
It's been a haul. We're looking forward to summer.
Same here. Absolutely.
Bill, didn't it just snow just about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago? I thought it was all over the country. Didn't you have like a big storm just recently, even in April?
We do. We keep our fingers crossed until June here.
That's incredible. That's up. Well, we're so excited to have you on the show today, Bill. Can you tell our listeners what Jungle Quest is, Bill?
Well, Jungle Quest is an indoor adventure and rock climbing center for kids that typically ages 2 to 12, and our centers have rock climbing walls and zip lines and Burma bridges and swings for older kids, and we have toddler tree houses and tunnels, and it's a very active center.
Right, absolutely. And so the demographics is predominantly, Bill, is like ages 2 to 12, I think, like in the description.
That's correct. We try to stay away from the teen center type environment, and we hit these kids and capture their attention between 2 and 12.
Right, absolutely.
So I guess a big part, Bill, why it's caught on so quickly, it's just such a new and different concept. Is that really, what you feel why it's been so popular? I mean, I've never, heard of, kids party with this type of theme,
right.
But, I mean, it just sounds fun just reading it.
Well, it is unique. We have traveled from coast to coast and tried to find anything that we could duplicate Jungle Quest, and there's nothing out there. There's the inflatable type of party ventures, but there's nothing that's a physical activity in this nature.
Exactly, yeah. In recent studies, too, Bill, have shown that, childhood obesity, I guess, is at an all-time high, So I think the Jungle Quest concept is a great solution to, this type of problem in the United States. So many young kids today are sedentary, they kind of just plop themselves in front of a television and play video games all day, And so I think, this type of concept is a solution to this problem.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Marty. Today, the schools do not have activities as they did when I was growing up 1,000 years ago. They had the Presidential Physical Fitness Awards, and they were very active. And so in today's environment, we don't serve sugar, so there's no candy or pop. It's all activity-based, and it's skill settings and hand-eye-feet coordination. So kids actually have a blast.
Right, absolutely. My wife and I, Bill, we were at a big-name franchise that will remain nameless, that serves cheeseburgers and fries, and, they have a playground in their restaurant, and, it's just interesting watching the kids play in the playground, and they're running up there with a cheeseburger and a french fry, and it just, it defeats the whole purpose of playing in the playground, So I think that's so interesting that you guys do that. I was saying to Don earlier, Bill, I think one of the most difficult things about Jungle Quest is how do you get your kids to want to go home at the end of the 2 hours or the 3 hours,
Well, if it's a birthday party, that's a great question. If it's a birthday party, they really don't want to blow out the candles and celebrate first. They have their eye inside of the jungle.
Exactly.
And it really is a jungle when you walk in. That's the atmosphere that we have. And so they'll be in the jungle for an hour and a half prior to going in and celebrating the birthday.
That's fantastic. It's a great concept.
What were you doing, Bill, before joining Jungle Quest?
I was at Navis Pack and Ship Centers, the packaging stores. I was the vice president of domestic and international development.
I'm familiar with those guys, yeah.
Okay, I see it.
That's great.
It sounds like you were there for a few years. So
I was there for five years. It's a great concept. This is something so unique that we've been working on this for about 3 years. The company's been around since 1994 in the Denver area, and as you all said earlier, it's a number one destination party place in Denver.
Right, absolutely. You know, and I suspect that experience that you had at Navis, Bill, was also, you know, beneficial in helping you launch this, you know, Jungle Quest concept.
Yeah, this is my 27th year, guys, in franchising. So I've been around for a long time. I wasn't kidding when I said 1,000 years ago.
Oh, geez.
So how do you go about, finding a company to, you know, put together this whole jungle, the whole, the whole play area? I mean, that must have been an interesting situation going about just putting the whole thing together, you know, the playground area.
You know, it's interesting. It's a group of partners of experts that are on board with Jungle Quest, and we have an attorney that's a specialty franchise attorney and a marketing guru that is a VP of one of the larger Fortune 500 marketing companies, as well as the founder who just knows his stuff in and out. And so the combination that we've got really brings it all together. And then the players we have within the company, as you all mentioned before, you have to have the sales and support and the real estate component and the marketing and the PR. And to pull all those together has taken us about 2.5 years.
That's something. That sounds like you have an all-star team, and that's the basis, the foundation for success with, you know, solid people like that. With all your experience and your background, you know, I'm very confident it's going to, yeah, hopefully you bring a few to New Jersey soon, Bill. I got twins who are three, and they're going to want to do all this stuff. You can put up
right.
A few in New Jersey soon?
Well, you know, we can only hope. We're taking it slowly right now. We are opening a couple in Florida, in Des Moines, Iowa, and a new one in Denver, Colorado.
Right.
Typically about 10,000 to 15,000 square feet, so they're not small.
Right.
Right. So you said it started in 94. Any other things have happened with the franchise since then of historical nature?
The company does not serve alcohol. And I think you all know that there's a lot of kids' concepts out there that serve alcohol. The two just don't mix.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, I agree.
Don't want dad having a few drinks while the kids are in the jungle. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah,
so it is. It's a safe, fun, and healthy environment. And, when the kids come through the door, they wear wrist rockets. We call them jungle jewelry. And these are items that they put around their wrist that hooks into our POS system, and we fingerprint them, and we know exactly when their birthdays are and where their addresses are and who their parents are and who can pick them up and who can't. And we have everything from safety videos, so when they come in, they watch about a 5-minute safety video.
Right.
And before they enter the jungle and the do's and don'ts of the jungle. And we have background checks on all the staff and the guides, which we call our the kids who actually are in the jungle, who are 16 to about 23 years old. And these are our staff members. And the younger kids can relate to these employees that we call guides.
Right. I love the terminology you guys use, Bill. Like, you know, you call your guests, I think it was explorers, you know, and with somebody going through like an adventure. You know, the terminology is just really very creative.
It is, all the way to what a lot of franchisors refer to as discovery days. We call them safari days.
That's fascinating.
Everything.
I like how you make the parents feel comfortable, with everything you were just talking about.
Well, the parents actually enter in the same pattern, except the parents go up on an observation deck and look down on the jungle while the kids are playing.
Right.
And of course, the franchise partners have, they're all qualified to be there. They've been through the training program. They've got a daycare license as well. All the employees have background checks, as I mentioned before. We have a video security system. So the safety part is huge, especially like we said, for the moms and dads.
That's something. How big is the industry, Bill?
It's
pretty big.
It is huge, actually. The numbers are astonishing. But, you know, wherever there's kids, we do, and you all mentioned it before I came on the real estate section, when we go into a specific area that we've targeted, we do the demographics, and our real estate division is very heavy on that. And so we help assist in the with site selection with our franchisees.
Yeah, and that's so important too. Absolutely, on something.
And Bill, do you consider your industry just mainly kids parties, or I mean, what do you consider the whole, you know, segments of your industry?
Well, over half of our visitors are from birthday parties. The others are obviously their walk-ins, their team building. We do a lot of team building for different types of kids organizations, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. We have a ton of walk-ins, that kids that just want to be able to come in and explore inside the jungle itself.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's not just the physical activity, too, Bill, as you were saying. You know, it's, as you say, it builds a child's self-confidence, you know, that their problem-solving techniques. It's very important things, you know, to help them become young adults, so you can say.
You hit it on the head, because we'll also have church groups and homeschool. A lot of kids are homeschooled today, and the field trips for preschoolers, and we have day camps, before and after school programs. So it's, we do get traffic during the day, which some of these other different types of concepts will be after school specifically or on weekends.
Right, absolutely. I was reading too recently, Bill, that there's a lot of companies too, you know, doing these like team building exercises. I was thinking the Jungle Quest concept, that could be a secondary market maybe down the road for you guys.
That's correct. That's correct.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think down the road.
Yeah. Bill, are you able to stick around for another segment?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Bill Gabbert, who is the CEO of the Franchise Opportunity Jungle Quest. And, Don, I think I'm up. I wanted to ask Bill a little bit about what types of characteristics, Bill, do you think make a successful Jungle Quest franchisee?
That's a great question. We're looking... Typically, they're individuals who are looking for something different rather than a retail type of just opportunity.
Right.
It's very unique, and because this is a ground-up opportunity, these are very very high-end type of entrepreneurial individuals who want to get on the ground floor of a new franchise concept. It's got a different market niche that we discussed earlier. So they're typically individuals that have... kids who love kids, obviously, who love being around kids.
Right, absolutely.
And we're getting a lot of married couples that specifically don't want to travel, that want to stay homebound, that like the community and are very involved in the community as well.
That's interesting. That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Bill, once someone's awarded a franchise, what's the process like, someone starting up a Jungle Quest?
Well, you know, when they first start up and... obviously, the site selection is critical. So as we go through this process, it can take anywhere from 4 to 6 months to get operational before you open those doors. The area development as far as the real estate location is provided in-house by us. We actually help pick the site. We will fly to that location, work with commercial brokers in the area. The franchisee obviously buys into this as well.
Right.
Once we get the location, we have a fabrication company out of Wisconsin that does a lot of other franchise chains that fabricates the jungle from Wisconsin and then delivers that fabrication to the construction site where the construction team's waiting to build the jungle.
Right.
And then from that point on, we get our marketing team involved and our PR team involved, and we take them all the way through fruition, all the way to grand opening.
That's something.
And as far as employee hiring, you know, usually what's the average amount of employees needed at a Jungle Quest location?
You know, we hire, and they're part-time, we'll hire, like I mentioned earlier, 16-year-olds to 23, 24-year-olds. These are juniors and seniors in high school, to college students going, getting their child development degrees or business degrees that are out there that are looking for a fun summer, something that's not just behind a fast food QSR counter.
Right.
They're actually active with the kids, and they swing as the kids do. Every kid's harnessed up, so as these employees have to be very active, and it's very physical. So we don't have too many lazy staff members like that.
Right. It seems like it would be a fun job, though. Yeah, like you
it
said,
really
no one's
does.
Just standing around. They're working with kids. And
it's interesting. I've got teenagers, so my kids are asking me when the first Jungle Quest is going to open in Denver, other than our mother store that's here. The mothership that's here, and so they can start working at Jungle Quest. But it's about 30 to 35 kids is will support a Jungle Quest, and their names on call so that these kids can work up to 32 hours a week in the summertime and work evenings and weekends during the school year.
Right.
That's something.
It's like a mini amusement park. I used to work at a pretty large amusement park here in New Jersey. It seems like it's a lot of the same principles involved, or at least with the employee hiring a lot of part-timers. But this isn't a seasonal business. I mean, this is year-round business.
It is year-round business. And in Colorado, we have school systems that are on quarters that typically are not just – they're year-round schools, and then we have schools that get out at summertime, and they have the whole summer off. So we do have summer camps for the kids and daycare camps as well that we provide for families.
Right, absolutely.
So you've been in franchising a long time, and it's pretty impressive. What advice would you give to aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise?
Do your homework. I think that's the number one issue is do your homework. Check out your layout of your area. Make sure that find out who your competitors are, anybody else that's in the business, in our business. Validation is critical.
Right.
Call whether it's one franchisee that they have in the system, or call as many as you can and ask them questions. How is training? How's the support from corporate? Making sure that the investment meets your goals down the road and your family's goals down the road.
Right, absolutely.
Right.
It's been a common theme of the show too, Bill, is due diligence, you know. Is a lot of the experts that we've had on the show, they always, you know, go back to the same thing, is do your homework, you know. It's just such a common but important response, you know. Absolutely.
Before we came on, Bill, Marty and I were, and I think you heard some of it, we didn't complete it, but we were going over, 10 signs of a great franchise. And
right.
I mean, it's important, for someone to not only know themselves what they want to do, but to make sure they do their full due diligence. It's critical.
Now, you guys were right on. I was listening to that. And, you know, the franchisor on the other side is also doing their homework regarding the candidate that's looking to be awarded that franchise.
Exactly. And I guess you find that out at Discovery Day. Bill, is that how it works? I guess you kind of, you know, they kind of get to know you and you kind of get to know them.
Exactly. And again, on Safari Days is what we call it. We we actually, you know, go through a process that it's a greet and meet type thing. It's more getting to know each other. It's educational from their standpoint that they're going to touch and feel us and get the warm and fuzzies, as well as this a partner because it's a marriage. It's a relationship for 5, 10, 15 plus years.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah, that's the analogy we give all the time, is comparing it to a marriage. From all your experience, Bill, you know, from doing this, you know, 27 years, what characteristics do you think make successful entrepreneurs? Have you noticed one key element, or?
You know, it's great because there's an oxy there. Entrepreneurs are great to have when you get started in the system, but it is a system that you need to follow. If you follow the franchisors in any franchise system,
right,
if you follow the franchisors' methods, you will be successful. If you become too entrepreneurial and you try to reinvent the wheel, it's a
dangerous
issue.
Right, absolutely. So follow the system.
Point, Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just had a quick question, too. It's the, with this type of franchise, a lot of physical activity going on. What's the, for a franchisee, what type of insurance do they have to take out?
You know, that is a great question. We do have a national insurance liability program for the franchisees. They are required to carry that, of course. If we have had very few incidents over the last 12 years. Specifically, we've had 3 insurance claims over the last 3 years. And because it's all, again, about safety. So The insurance itself is less than $1,000 a month for our franchisees to carry a total insurance liability package.
That's very few things that have happened. You've had tens of thousands of kids going through the Jungle Quest store. So, yeah,
well,
I mean...
And it's the ratio of guides per kids. Most states require 14, 15. It's just like a daycare facility. And we'll typically have eight kids per one guide. And so they're always watching the surroundings and their environment around them.
Right, absolutely. So what are Jungle Quest plans for the future? What do you see your guys in 5-10 years down the road?
You know, we have an opportunity in the U.S. To open up anywhere between 350 and 500 locations. We have international applications as well, because wherever there's kids and you know, and there's an opportunity, and of course there is a monetary area as well. We can't go into countries or areas that the kids are the parents can't afford to come in. However, we do at Jungle Quest have days where we do open it up to a community to help develop the community that can't afford a Jungle Quest party.
Right. Absolutely, that's something. What's the best way to get in touch with you, Bill?
Well, the best way is that go to our website and check us out at www.junglequest.net. My email address is just wgabbard@junglequest.net.
Okay.
And our 800 lines are always open, and that's 866-420-4140.
Fantastic. And we'll post it up on the website. I want to thank you so much again for coming on the show, Bill. You've been a fantastic guest, and I'm excited for your franchise opportunity. I think you guys are going to be huge, so we're going to have you back.
Thanks a lot, Bill. Come to New Jersey, all right?
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Don, and thanks, Marty.
Thanks, Bill. Have a great day today.
All right, sir. Thank you.
That was a great concept, huh, Don?
Yeah.
It's even more exciting, you know, so I think we're going to see a lot from those guys.
Yeah, I'm always a big believer in these little niche franchises, something unique.
Absolutely.
Now they're newer, so you got to be careful, but they've assembled such a great team of
and that's the thing too. I wanted to mention to them too, is they have such a strong team over there too. Just the staff that we met, I mean, just what a nice bunch of guys, and they really know their stuff too, you know. So
that's so important. I mean,
absolutely,
so much people with all that franchise background. I mean,
right.
I think there's nowhere to go but up with them, and I'm sure they'll have some tremendous growth. So we'll keep an eye on that.
Absolutely. So hopefully, as you say, they come to Pennsylvania and New Jersey soon, you know. So anyway, you did a great job, Don. I guess we'll be talking next week.
Yeah, we'll finish off that 10 signs of a great
franchise. Absolutely, we'll get to it. Again, go to franchiseinterviews.com. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take care, Marty.
Take care, Don.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.